Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, Carl and Mike decided to be a couple of talk show casuals today. So they said, well, since we're going to be talk show casuals, they called me, Fricky, you do the show for me? I'm like, okay. So sorry to disappoint you. Oh, you, Carl, you know, I could feel, oh, Carl and Mike are not in. But hey, listen, we got Day-Day, we got Oren, and they're going to carry the show, okay? I'm just telling you, and we got 4 hours of plenty to talk about. Well, we got plenty to talk about in this show. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of interviews. We're going to hear from you. You know the numbers. If you're in Ackworth or Lithonia, I've always said it's the easiest phone number in the world. 404 is an Atlanta area code. Everybody knows that. The last three digits are 929, which is what the station is. So all you got to remember, because you know the first three and the last three, in the middle. All right, Lithonia, Ackworth, pay attention. 7260. If you remember 7260, you got the number. 404-7260-929. Okay? That simple. Okay? It's like easy math. Okay? Even when I graduated Lithonia High in 78, I could have passed that. I could have done that. Oren and Day-Day, how you guys doing back there? How's it at home? How's it hanging?
Hey, man, everything is great. Cannot complain. You know, the week has gone by. We're already inching into the weekend, getting ready for some all-star festivities, you know?
Oren's got too much going on in his life, don't you, big boy?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got so much.
Yeah, I mean, welcoming a new baby boy, and this is his first week back in, and you know, it's like riding a bike. He didn't forget how to do anything, so he's right back at it.
I guess we have to start the show, right? It's Dukes of Bell. You got to do the Heyman thing, right? Hey, don't you? We have to do it, right, Diddy?
Guys? Yeah, so you got to kind of lead us off on that.
Oh, okay. So they start every show off by saying, hey man. There you go. Okay. Gotcha. So, hey, man, the Braves won last night. I know you don't care. I mean, I get that because neither do I. I mean, what difference does it make? They're in excremento. Well, it's actually West Excremento. Okay. If you've never lived in California, you know how we feel about the swamp, at least I do and most of you do, about the you know, that city in the swamp, okay? That's how everybody in California feels about the capital city. That's why they call it Excremento, okay? So anyway, they're in this minor league ballpark in West Excremento, and they're playing baseball. They can't even beat the team there. The team, it doesn't even have a home. See, this is how much they hate. This is proof that I'm right about the name that they use for the capital city in California. The Athletics won't use the city name. They are like, no. We don't want that name. No, not for a year, not for two. We don't want that name for one hot minute. No, we don't want to be associated with this town. So the Braves, they finally won yesterday. They finally got a couple of hits. They actually, well, the home run derby dude, well, Ronald Acuna did this.
And he jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead. Oh, Ronald Acuna backside, maybe. Butler slows. It's gone. Ronnie, another rocket into the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Ronald is when he does the home run derby, it's probably going to be the highlight of All-Star Weekend because there's not much else to talk about. When he does it, we know that he does something that nobody else does. He hits home runs to all fields. You know, he goes to right field, center field, left field. He's not one of those guys that stands up there and goes straight pull jack, right? I mean, he's the guy that sprays it all over the yard. And Manny, a couple of these home runs he's hit this year with this damn dead ball have been like the one yesterday. I don't know where that landed. I don't know. Maybe Fresnek. I have no idea. That ball, it was just, man. But there's a problem, okay? And here's the problem. Did you notice that, like, after the second home run, when they put up the graphic, I don't know, Day-Day and Orange, did you notice this? They put up the graphic, you know, 6,000 feet, and then it comes in and says 12th home run of the season, 21st RBI. Is that even possible? Is that, like, can you have, like, 12 home runs and 21 RBI? RBI, RBIs, whatever, well, I don't even know what we call it anymore. How do you have 12 home runs and...
He's Superman.
No, you can't. 12 home runs, 42 RBI. 21, nobody the hell on base? There was a player.
Well, he's still leading off, John.
Well, the first inning, and that's it. Correct?
He's still leading off, John.
Yeah, in the first inning. What does he have, two or three leadoff home runs this year to start a game? Two or three? Is it up to three? But the other 9 or 10, they weren't leadoff home runs, right? It's just like nobody on base because you got, like, you know, Nick Allen or something in front of you. I mean, you got nothing. There was a player back in the day. Orin, do you remember a guy that, well, he might not be old enough. There was a player named Ozzie Virgil. He was a catcher. Kind of from Philadelphia. Do you remember that name by any chance?
I don't remember Ozzie Virgil, no.
Okay, so Ozzie Virgil played in the 80s sometime for the Braves. And Ozzie was a decent player. But Ozzie Virgil was the king of the pointless solo home run. Okay, he would end the season with, like, you go, okay, you look at the back of the, this is the back of the baseball card. Ozzie would, well, he had 17 home runs this year. Guy's got a little bit of pop. Yeah, but those 17 home runs all came as, like, solo home runs when you were ahead or down 8-1 in the eighth inning. When anything mattered, oh, Ozzie wasn't doing squat. But if it was 8-1 either way in the eighth inning, he'd hit a home run. That was, I hit 17 home runs, all of which meant nothing. They were pointless. It was like a pointless solo home run. And now we're getting to the point where Acuna's home runs are almost pointless solo home runs. Because nobody on base in front of him. Nobody could do that. Well, anyway, game three of the series is tonight. Spencer Strider's on the mound. I'm trying to figure out, and maybe this is where I need some help too. And, well, I need a lot of help with a lot of things. I mean, Lord knows. You all agree with that. And so, Day-Day and Orin, first question I want to present to you. What is the goal the remainder of the year for this team? I'm trying to figure it out.
I would say just getting better, getting some better production from guys who have struggled, throughout the season. Ozzie Albies, obviously. I know Murph has kind of gotten kind of back into a groove, but maybe a little more consistency from him. But I think that would probably be key. And then, obviously, there's not much more we can expect out of the starting rotation because we only have, what, two starters. So, I think it's more so an offensive thing. I think, you know, if you can just get – see some of these guys that have been struggling, just kind of get into a groove, even if they miss the postseason, you know, it just kind of shows life towards next year.
That it, Orin? Is it just life towards next year?
I mean,
like proof of life?
At this point, there's nothing to play for the rest of this season, right? I mean, looked it up yesterday. As of before last night's win, they had the sixth worst record in Major League Baseball. The sixth worst. And you're behind, or excuse me, you're in front of teams like the Nationals, the White Sox, the Rockies, like teams like that who are perennially down that and below that way. So Yeah, just I guess what was the motivation for those years in like 14 and 15 and 16? It was
I guess it was okay, you go first, you tell me.
No, it was I guess you sign guys to 1 year deals that may or may not have some life left, and if these guys are on prove it deals or whatever, you know, they perform well, they get traded out, and you bring prospects in, and you try to – I don't know if you can restock your farm system in a couple of months, but, I mean, I'll say this. The goal for next year is to not have what happened this year repeat itself. That's what you're playing. You're playing this year for next year not to be this year.
Yeah, well, that's – that obviously. I mean, so – no, but to your point, though, I think back in – when Freddie Gonzalez got fired and I might retire, decided it was elevated to take his spot only to see, they'll come around. Sit on the bench when Freddie Gonzalez returns to the team. Oh, God. They're everybody back. Here's Kimbrel. Yeah, we'll bring him back and we'll let him play in a game, but not in Atlanta. No, we won't do that. Not in Atlanta. We signed Jesse Chavez 19 times. You know, we'll bring him back. Here's Rosario. Here's Hilaire. Here's, the only guy they didn't bring back is Jock about, and that may be Terry Pendleton. I mean, that's about it. Everybody else, yeah, come on back. You know, it's like forgiving. You know, it's like the girlfriend that she kissed you on the way out the door, even though you hate her. You're like, okay, fine. I'll go out with you again. I'll buy you dinner. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, the point is that, yeah, I guess you're playing. But back in 15, 16, there was a plan. The plan was that, like it or not, even if you cheated, who cares? John Coppolella loaded up the minor league system, and we kind of knew what was coming, right? I mean, we had Freddie Freeman. We had Dansby Swanson. We thought we had something in Jay Hay.
We didn't
had
have
Tehran,
Dansby,
of course.
Did we?
He was on the come. He and Ozzie. We knew that they were coming up. No, we still had Dan. We had still had Dan Ugla, and we had there was a bunch of guys that we thought were going to be good that didn't turn out to be good. One shortstop we traded to the Angels. We all thought, oh, he's going to be great, but Anderton turned out to be sort of mid. But then we signed every outfielder named Upton, right? B.J. Upton, Melvin Upton, Justin Upton, Kate Upton, anybody named Upton, we signed him to be an outfielder. And so we thought we had something. You had a closer in Kimbrel. You had an ace in Tehran. And it just kind of didn't work. But we knew the next – because we had been through it before. Old head Braves fans had been through this before. The first wave that came up in the 80s, of starters, Zane Smith, Pete Smith, the first kind of elevating into the Braves. We're going, oh, we got something here, And then it was the second wave that came through, right, in the late 80s. That was the Glavin and Smith and the Glavin and Avery's and John Smoltz's of the world. That was the second wave that came through when it really hit. The problem is there's no wave coming through. I mean, plus there's nowhere to put them because you signed all these guys to long-term deals unless you ship them off. Let's not forget, you have Acuna, Harris, Olsen, Albies, Riley, Strider, Schwellenbach, Murphy, Pedfar. They're all on long-term deals. I mean, so you're sort of stuck. You need a shortstop, sure, but unless you unload some of these guys, there's actually no place to play them. Okay, you have no open spots. You have one open spot in your lineup. Well, two, I guess, because DH, because Ozuna from the other team is going to be gone. And so you'll have a DH that you need, and you'll need a shortstop. Okay, that's two. But I think you're dancing with what brung you. I mean, opening day next year, right, guys? I mean, it's going to be Pedfar, Harris, Acuna, Olsen, Albies, Riley, Murphy. I mean, they'll all be in the lineup opening day. Am I wrong?
No, that's what you're hoping. That's what we're hoping we see. But again, we just want to see some consistency in this second half here, man, just to give us some promise for that opening day.
Okay, all right. I guess All-Star game and it comes goes. We have the home run derby. That'll be fun. And then moving along, it's football season. So let's move it along. It's almost football season. Dukes of Bell out today. John Fricke in for him from the Northern Kia Studios with Oren and Day Day, and we have a lot of football to talk about. We have some baseball to talk about. Maybe there's a little bit of basketball in there. And you're always welcome to jump into the program, too, at 1-800-919-0929. We got to get into some of these things. So there could be some fun chatter here about guys like what Deion said. Because, look, I don't, regardless of what you think about him, well, regardless of what I think about the school that he coaches at, which is, I am a big fan of Deion's. And yesterday at the media, I became an even bigger fan of Deion. So we'll get into all that. It's Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 99 The Game. This hour brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I didn't write that.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Carl and Mike back on Monday. John Fricke in today with Oren and Day-Day. A lot going on, and some breaking news here in the Daily Download. The Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And we have some news from Atlanta United that we want to pass along to you. And I'm just going to read what they have just put out on their website here. Atlanta United today announced that President and Chief Executive Officer Garth Lagerwey will be taking an indefinite leave of absence after recently being diagnosed with cancer. Lagerwey has begun treatment. There is no timetable for his return to the office. The prognosis of a complete recovery is encouraging. Statement goes on to say that some of the other people in the front office are going to kind of divvy up the duties of Garth Lagerwey and kind of take care of it. So, and a nice, you know, well wishes from team owner Arthur Blank talking about Garth Lagerwey. But again, Garth Lagerwey stepping aside as president and CEO because of health reasons, Atlanta United announcing today. Boy, you know, Dede and Oren, it has been... We keep talking about the Braves. You want to talk about who's had a tough year? Oof, man, the Five Stripes have had a tough year, guys. I mean, all the way around.
Yeah, you just the expectations coming into the season and then how you started off, you got that kind of vibe of it being what it was in previous years with that sort of that speedy, up-tempo style. You bring Miggy back, and then it just seems like the pieces that you have aren't quite – fitting the way that they should be, and now you stand really, really far down on the table right now to where this team is probably not, unless they make it an incredible late season run, they won't be sniffing the playoffs this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's been a sad summer. And for Garth Lagerwey, our prayers, you know, certainly I speak for everybody at the flagship station when I say our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you. And we hope for a speedy recovery and for you to return to Atlanta United. But that's kind of the breaking news in and around Atlanta United. So if there's more, we'll pass it along to you right here on 92 on the Game. All right, moving along on the download here. So there was the women's semifinal today, and the number one player in the world, Sabalenka, do I have this right? She was beaten and knocked out, and I don't follow tennis the way I used to follow tennis. And I mean, I just don't. You know why?
Anisimova?
Amanda Anisimova? Okay. All right. If you had asked me prior to this about Aryna Sabalenka, and ask me who the number one player in the world is, I couldn't have told you. Because I just don't follow tennis anymore.
Do you know who the men's number one player is, John?
Is it Sinner?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was a movie, but okay. So anyway, about vampires. So I don't. And here's why. Guys, when it comes to some sports, I raise my hand. I'm an ugly American. Oren, are you an ugly American? I mean, if there's no American, I don't care.
I watch because I find the sport entertaining. So it doesn't. I'm more invested if there is an American that's going deeper into a major tournament. But you know, I'll watch it if there's no American. Yeah, the finals are fun to watch. They are very competitive. It's always a great vibe with the crowds in those finals. Like they present the finals of these events to be really, really large, and I appreciate that as a sports fan.
No, I do too. I'm not saying that they're not. I mean, but it's just like, Dede, if it's not an American, I lose. Like, the only reason I cared about women's tennis, I love Coco Gauff, and I wish her the best here, you know, and she's kind of it. But when the Williams sisters were dominating, that was great, you know. I mean, but when we haven't had an American male be worth a damn for 30 years or something, I mean, who was the last American male that was Pete Sampras? I mean, how long ago was that? You know, so, I mean, we used to win, right, Dede? Didn't we win all the time? Wasn't it like McEnroe and Connors and Courier and Sampras, and we won all the time?
Yeah, we did. But, you know, that's what happens, man. Sports evolves. Everybody wants to, you know, not to say America is the best at everything, but everyone wants to beat the best, right? So that's what happens. As sports evolves, you have other people from other countries, other teams from other places. They evolve as well. I mean, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, if Adam Silver does this World versus USA All-Star game, I think the world has a chance of dominating that for a couple of seasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, it's not a question of the world catching up to us in certain sports. They obviously have. But that's fine. And we haven't quite caught up to them in men's soccer. Okay. But, you know, that's fine. But we're like, guys, non-competitive. I mean, non-competitive.
We've got some young guys that are trying to make their way up.
I've heard that for the last 20 years. Seriously, I've heard it for 20 years. When was the last time? Well, I mean, Sampras was a while ago, right? And outside of him, I mean, was it Agassi? I mean, who was the last American to really be
dominant?
I've lost track.
Andy Roddick.
Agassi or
Yeah,
Sampras?
Roddick, yeah.
Now, Andy Reddit doesn't count as dominant.
He won a major. Dominant.
Okay. Yeah.
So then dominant exactly, would probably be Sampras, right?
That dominant is not a major.
Huh? So I said, well, Sampras, then that would probably be Sampras.
Agassi and Sampras, the last two dominants. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, to Oren's point, I just like tennis, and I don't care where some of these kids are from. There's some of them are just so good. Like, personally, right now, Carlos Alcaraz is my favorite, hands down, right now on the men's side. Like, I just love watching that kid play.
But see, I guess it goes to the whole thing of, tennis was, guys, because I'm a little older, when Borg and McEnroe and Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova, when they were all playing in the late 70s, early 80s, everybody was playing tennis. They were out buying T2000 rackets, which was Scottish racket. It was the beginning of aluminum rackets, and everybody was playing tennis, and tennis clubs were booming. And now it's like, does anybody even play? I mean, my first wife, God rest her soul, she was a professional tennis player, and she was saying, at one point she goes, you used to not be able to get on a court. Now you can get, which court do you want? 1 through 34 are open. I mean, it's like nobody plays it anymore. It's like left. And they're converting all these, hey, let's go play pickleball. Oren, do you play pickleball?
I know of pickleball. I don't play pickleball.
Day-Day, do you play pickleball?
Nope.
I play pickleball. I haven't played tennis. I haven't picked up a tennis racket in, 25 years, but I played a lot of pickleball. Okay.
You're saying that, John, in a way that's it's supposed to be secretive, that nobody's supposed to know that you play pickleball.
No, I'm not supposed to admit that. I mean, it's about the only thing.
You don't sound like I play pickleball. Like you say it in such like, no, I play pickleball, John. Be assertive. Own that, John.
Sure. I'll tell you what is being owned. Somebody got owned in this one. DeAndre Ayton, who is now, if you missed it, an L.A. Laker, was talking about his new teammates, and he said this about one particular teammate who came into the team last year. He said this about Luka.
Yeah, it feel like a video game. Like somebody set it up. I think somebody set this up. But like, honestly, this is an opportunity that I won't take for granted. You know, Luka is a once in a generation player, and I'm happy to be his teammate. Hearing how much shape he's been in, he's super ripped, and I'm finally glad to be on his side. You know, while he's doing all of that.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's high praise. I mean, you're praising a teammate. But that seems like awfully high praise to me, Day-Day and Oren, for a guy who's got another guy on his team that was supposed to be like the GOAT once in a chance. Am I gleaning to DeAndre Ayton's out there going, Luka, 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 Luka.
Well, to be fair, I'm assuming the question was directed about Luka.
Sure it was.
Who's the future of that team, though, John? LeBron
Yeah, and I was going to say, if we're 100% honest, LeBron is on his way out when it comes down to the Lakers and the league.
That's my point. I mean, there's no reason to pump up LeBron, especially if he's going to be playing for, Indiana or somebody else this year. No, that's the question. Do you think he's gone?
No, he'll go back to the Lakers.
You think?
Yeah.
Or you think he's going back, or you think he's going to be gone?
I think he's going to be gone.
I do too. I think he's going to be gone because he and Luka don't. Day-Day, they don't work together. The Luka and LeBron is a higher level version
now, John,
of Trey and DeJounte.
Well, it's kind of hard to say that. That was a mid-season trade?
And John, I heard you mention that before on a weekend show. I think they were like 13-3 at one point with LeBron and Luka. Like
Yeah, you got to give that time. In my opinion,
they played together. They meshed together well. Yeah, I mean,
how'd they do in the playoffs?
Doesn't matter, though.
The problem was they didn't have anybody but them two.
Did the two greatest players on the planet, the greatest player of all time, and the greatest GOAT of all time in new version? I'm sorry, I'm holding up my wedding.
John? The issue with that team wasn't Luka and LeBron. The issue with that team was the fact that they had nobody in the inside that could stop anybody.
So I thought that was supposed to be the two greatest players of all time.
You got to still have a cast.
It's like,
John.
You do? Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen and a bunch of role guys.
And Dennis Rodman.
Shaq and Kobe had a bunch.
B.J. Armstrong.
Shaq and Kobe had,
Steve Kerr.
The list goes on and on. Yeah. Shaq and Kobe dominated. They didn't no offense, Rick Fox, but, just sort of guys. They're good guys, but nothing special. I mean, I don't know. Beats me. I thought they were – when the trade happened, it was like, it's so unfair. They're going to win title after title after title. They're not going to lose a game. Okay. This is ranking season, and there's a college football ranking out there right now I can't let it pass because it makes me want to just drop my head in and bang my head on the table. What do you? Okay, I'll tell you next. Duke Sabel on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Northern Kia Studios alongside Oren and Day-Day. We got you covered, don't worry. Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming to Atlanta. And starting Saturday, we'll have all the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria Center. Wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, special guests, all brought to you by Window Nation. WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. Know that number well. If you're headed to the Fan Village, stop by and see us at Murph's all day Saturday through Tuesday the 15th. Sports Radio 99 The Game going to be present at the All-Star Game, which is going to be really kind of the last big baseball hurrah for the baseball season. And then it's pretty much after that, it's pretty much, well, it's going to be football season. I'm sorry, it just is. This is going to be different, Oren. I mean, really different. We haven't had, because you were talking about, you know, the last year at Truist, which was kind of a wash, you know, when SNIT took over before they moved. Because once they moved to SunTrust, it took off again for these guys. So it's been, you know what, now 9 years since we've had a pointless second half of the season? I mean, this is going to feel a little weird. And it is kind of pointless.
It was first playoff year was 18. Back in the playoffs was 18. Right. So 17 was the last year they were out of it. So it's been since 2017 when we had a year where we didn't.
Isn't that funny that coincides with the Falcons?
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Last year they made the
playoffs. Last year the Falcons were in.
Playoffs, yeah. Way to make it more depressing, John. Yes.
Last year. Well, no, it's good news. See, the Falcons' last playoff appearance was in Philadelphia when they lost a game they could have won. It wasn't the 28. It was the next year. And they were in the division round against the Eagles in Philly, had first down and goal at the 10, threw it four times to Julio. If they score a touchdown, they're off to the NFC Championship game again. But that was the last playoff game they played, and that was the same year of the last year that the Braves weren't in the playoffs, and then the Braves took off. So if the Braves don't make the playoffs, maybe this is the takeoff of the Falcons. I don't know.
So we sacrifice the one for the other there, huh?
I think kind of, sort of. You know, this is Atlanta. We do things like that. We sacrifice teams on the altar. You know, we just go up to the top of, like, the varsity and light them on fire and go, oh, praise God. You know, I mean, we do anything we can, right? It is 5 days, 5 days to the first NFL camps open. How about that? 5 days from now, we'll have NFL camps open. 2 weeks from today, the Falcons will officially open their camp at Flowery Branch. And, of course, we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage, yada, yada, yada. But, again, I want to stress to everybody out there, if you've never had the opportunity to go to camp, especially if you have, you know, youngins that like football, it's really a cool environment. Weekdays are better than weekends because it's a little less crowded. Weekends do get a little crowded, especially when we're talking about the two with the Tennessee Titans. Just keep that in mind. But, yeah, again, we'll be talking to you as we get towards it. But 2 weeks from today, when it opens up, and we'll be out there. And I just want you to know that it's really a lot of fun. If you've never been, you need to go. It is also 44 days today from college football, okay? Now, we've got some other college football that's coming up in the program, but I just want to let you know that, so the Big 12, I don't know if you guys saw this, the Big 12, you know how they do the predictions, like, you know, those media predictions, day-to-day, you know, everybody gets together and says, you know, the coaches, and it's like, you know, the preseason stuff, we vote. I don't know why they do it. It's just a thing. They vote on how the conference is going to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. So, Orin, the Big 12 voted that the conference title game this year will be Iowa State and Kansas State. And that's no big deal, right? Except for the fact that guess who plays in Dublin 44 days from now?
Iowa State.
And Kansas State.
And Kansas State. There you go.
It's like, you guys know they play the first game of the year, right? They're playing each other. Hey, so Dublin, hey, Ireland, you're getting a preview of the Big 12 title game. Enjoy. So, and remember, this year, the Big 12 title game doesn't necessarily mean anything. Okay? It only means that the winner will get into the playoffs. It does not mean the winner gets a home game because they change the rules. I know. They change the damn rules every year. Oh, really? Wait till next year. Boys and girls, when we go to 16 teams. Oh, that's not it. Yeah. No, it's a, yeah. No, yes. 16. Yes, 16. Oh, my God. So there's this list, and I wanted to ask you guys about this here. This is why we need to get football, get on a list season here. So big college football site, top five quarterbacks who will define college football this season. All right, Orin, you ready for this list?
Let's go.
Orin, tell me. Arch Manning, Kay Klubnik, Drew Aller, Dante Moore, and Julian Sayin. Those are the top five quarterbacks that are going to define the college football this season. Here's the problem with lists. Isn't it pretty easy to say, hey, Bob, I need to write an article. Who are the starting quarterbacks at the top five teams in the nation?
Well, Sayin hasn't been named the starter yet. And has Dante Moore been named the starter yet at Oregon? So those two guys, I don't know if they've actually been named the starters. They're pretty good inside track for both of those guys. But I know Sayin went through spring ball, splitting reps with somebody, and I'm not quite sure if they've named, because they got – didn't Oregon get another transfer too?
Well, that isn't the point. You're correct, Orin. I mean, there's nothing guaranteed to you know, certainly Kate Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Drew Aller are going to be starting for their teams. Julian Sam, we assume. Julian Sam was number one, number two quarterback in high school, Southern California. He's going to Ohio State. Pardon me. Ohio State this year. Dante Moore, another star young quarterback, apparently going to be the next Dan Lanning protege out there in Oregon. They've got the inside track. But it seems to me if we're going to be talking about quarterbacks this year, isn't it far more about defining? I know what I'm going to get with Drew Aller. I know what I'm going to get with Cade Klubnik. Pretty sure I know what I'm going to get with Arch Manning. Why wouldn't we be talking about what we're going to get at places where, look, certain places like, we know for a fact, do we not know? All right, either you jump in here, just yes or no. Do we not know about what we're going to get at quarterback, or pretty sure what we're going to get at quarterback when we talk about Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina, DJ Lagway, Florida, Luke Altmyer, Illinois, Garrett Nussmeier at LSU. We know what we're going to get with those guys, correct?
Correct.
I mean, we're pretty sure. Okay. Why then, it seems to me, the defining quarterbacks of this season are going to be guys like, Gunnar Stockton and, Ty Simpson and Austin Mack in Alabama, because these are teams that can win national titles if, and this is the big if, they get production at quarterback, correct?
Especially at Georgia, yeah.
I would say especially at Alabama. I mean, Alabama's got everything like Georgia. Alabama, if they get production at quarterback day-to-day between, and I think Austin Mack might end up beating out Ty Simpson. I can't know. Austin Mack is a DeBoer guy. But Alabama's offense with Jam Miller and Ryan Williams and that, they Alabama might have the best offensive line in the nation. They've got three guys that could be like stars in the NFL on that offensive line. They have one of those Georgia offensive lines. That offense could hum if they get a quarterback that's like not Jalen Milroe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess the question becomes when it comes to this list, like what is their, what are they qualifying this list on? Because is it quarterbacks that are changing programs? Because like in the case of Carson Beck, you could say that he has an opportunity to kind of transform that program from being struggling to kind of maybe actually being legit in the
does
mix.
Does he?
I'm just saying, is that where they're kind of coming from with this?
I don't know, because, I mean, is it me or, no offense, Oren, you would know this better than I do, isn't Carson Beck like a big downgrade over who they had last year at Miami? Seems to me he is.
I mean, on paper right now, yeah.
I mean, it's not like they got better. They paid him a lot more. Cam Ward's got to be sitting around going, wait a minute. I got what kind of hardware? I got what kind of place in the draft was I? And this guy got three times the money I did because he used to date some basketball player that was on TikTok or something. I think the Carson Beck thing could be, I don't know. Oren, if I'm a Miami fan, I'm going, ugh, is this the right move? Because I just.
Better than what you probably had there coming in. I mean, people forget that, like, Carson Beck, before everything went down last year, this guy was talked about as a potential top five, if not the top overall pick in this year's draft. Like, there's still talent there from Carson Beck. You know, whether or not you see it this year, that's a different story. But to say that the guy was not – to say that it wasn't warranted the year before the hype he was getting coming into last year, yeah, it was warranted.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I wonder about the whole fit and – you know, the amount of money that they spent on him. I don't know. Just there are a lot of things here. I mean, look, he could blow up. Miami could win a national title. He could win the Heisman, and he's the number one pick and all that kind of stuff. It could all go well for him, and I'm not wishing him bad. I personally have nothing against the Miami Hurricanes, so doesn't matter to me. I'd like to see Georgia Tech actually kind of finish second in that conference, not Miami. But, again, I have nothing against the Hurricanes. It's better for college football when Miami – and Florida State and the ACC are good, and they collectively, boy, you want to talk about the biggest what's the biggest disappointment in college football over the last, say, 20 years? Florida State and Miami's performance in the ACC. I'd go right there. Because didn't FSU win a natty? Yes. Doesn't that count? Yes. Overall, did they elevate that conference? No. No, they didn't. They didn't do what they expected. Everybody thought, oh, Florida State and Miami are going to the ACC there with Clemson. And, oh, look at this. They're going to Virginia Tech at the time. We're going to turn into the ACC into a football conference. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. So, I think that you start talking about there are so many quarterbacks. This is a quarterback-rich environment, even with all this going into this season. But if you just assume, for the sake of argument, that it's going to be about the big-name guys like Carson Beck and Garrett Nussmeier and the guys that you know, Arch Manning, and we mentioned, Lenora Sellers and DJ Lagway and Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, if you talk about those guys that are established, Drew Aller, the established quarterbacks, there's going to be a number of guys rise. Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, Sam Levitt, who already started to rise at Arizona State, Kevin Jennings, who already started to rise at SMU. There are going to be other quarterbacks who rise to this level. Maybe that includes Carson Beck, Haynes King. I mean, what's the ceiling that says that Haynes King and Jamal Hayes can't go off at Georgia Tech and Haynes King can suddenly find himself, in the mix? There are a lot of quarterbacks that have the ability this year, in my opinion. So when you write an article, this is my point going back to it, who are the top five quarterbacks who are going to define college football? Bob, who are the quarterbacks of the top five? It's just laziness. This is the problem with all these this lists. The top five quarterbacks who are going to define this season are, to me, Ty Simpson / Austin Mack, Gunnar Stockton / Ryan Puglisi. I mean, maybe Carson Beck, depending on how good he is. Because I know what I'm getting with Aller. I know what I'm getting with Clubbin. He's not going to define anything. I know what I'm getting with Arch Manning. Abe and I went round and round about that. It's okay. No, pardon me. I think it was Garrett and I went round and round about that. I'm like, Garrett, Arch Manning's going to be a star quarterback. Well, I don't know. I'm like, no, Garrett, Arch Manning is going to be a superstar quarterback. Okay? Just understand that that's a done deal. Dukes of Bell on a Thursday. John Fricke in when we roll around here in the next hour. NFL headlines. Speaking of lists, did you see? Oh, wait to hear this one. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that. And by the way, Carolina fans, you're out of your mind. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.